Here, let me give you these injuries real quick here. Parker, JP, has some knee swelling. LJ is out with the concussion, and then Sean Andrews is out.
Andy, how do you have JT listed?
JT is listed as probable. The other one that's struggling a little bit is Jason Avant with a trap strain. We'll just have to see. That's a game day thing. JP should be okay.
Repeat that.
Questionable on Avant.
Yes.
Earlier in the week, that LJ probably could answer the bell or something to that effect. What changed throughout the week? Were you guys just not comfortable as the week went on?
Yeah, just the tests were inconsistent, and you got to, you know, that was a heck of a shot he took, and I'm just, I don't want to mess with that thing. You know, he's not right now.
Can you talk about Brett Celek and where you think he developed the most in year number two?
I mean, you have to look at just the overall understanding of the offense. Last year we threw a lot at him, and this year he's got a full grasp of it, and both the run game and the pass game. So, it's just a better understanding of the thing, which allows him to play a little bit faster.
How do you see the wide receiver position playing out right now for the game? Are you still going to start Deshaun and Kevin Curtis and then work Reggie in, or how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, it all depends on the plays that we have, you know, and we've kind of mix and match them on both run and pass plays, and we'll just see. But if you had to list a starter right now, it'd probably be those two, yeah.
LJ's just had an unbelievably bad string of luck, injury-wise, and he was playing a really good game, and he's been playing pretty well. Have you spoken to him, and how is he doing, psychologically, dealing with all this? And how have you seen him deal with this over the last couple of years?
Well, he's a tough guy, and it can be frustrating, but, this is a little different.